This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
I think Jeremiah, the showrunner for Vanderpump Rules, got a cash bonus if he got Tom and Ariana to film a scene together. He got a cash bonus if he was able to execute the Tom Sandoval redemption arc. I imagine the NBC execs and Bravo execs talking to the production team, and they had it like storyboarded, like, okay, so here, we're starting here. We need to get here. And it ends with at least one conversation where Tom Sandoval gets to, you know, cry and say he's sorry for everything. And then Ariana will say something like, me too, you know, we just grew apart. That Jeremiah was offered like $100,000 bonus if he was able to execute that. Because why else would they need this scene so badly? It's a kind of a workshop theory. We've collectively, social media, we've all kind of thrown ideas out there, because I made some content talking about just how odd it is that they had to film this scene. The show was over. The season was almost wrapped. And they're like, Ariana can't give one scene to Tom Sandoval. I'm like, she has, though. She has gone to group events where he is, and she has fought with him on camera. There was the time at James's house, the time at the beach, something else. I don't remember. But there was just scenes already. And those scenes went the way they were going to go, organically, authentically, whatever. And that wasn't enough. So it feels like there was some sort of big prize if they got Ariana to agree to let Tom Sandoval sit down and do his cry thing and be like, I'm so sorry for everything I put together, which is bullshit. He's not sorry. And that was evident on Watch What Happens Live. I'm going to talk about the Watch What Happens. Don't you worry. I'll talk about Watch What Happens Live in detail. I exaggerated a little bit. I was talking to a friend. I'm like, I have 20 pages of notes. I actually have 18. just to be honest. It's because so much of the dialogue was like just crazy. just needs to be analyzed and dissected. So I'm going to do the after show. I'm going to do the finale. I might do the Valley today, but I honestly have so much to say about Vanderpump Rules. I think it might be worth just saving two episodes of the Valley for next week, because I can touch on it a little bit. But at the end of the day, Vanderpump Rules has taken up my entire brain because there's so much to discuss. Also, did you guys see Chef Penny did some, was it The Sun? She did a interview with The Sun talking about something about her. I'll get into that as well. Oh, sure. I sure will. And there was something else that I need to talk about. Oh, yeah. Lala, her podcast. I really try not to listen because I can't hear any more of it. She has just been all over the map and coming for the audience and the fans, and her brother's doing the same thing. And I'm like, do you guys forget what you are? You're reality TV stars. All you have are the fans. All you have is that feedback. While I do understand that sometimes it's better to just, you know, maybe not pay attention to it, but to be coming after the fans like this, it's choices. Okay. But let's do this. Let's just start this damn show. You guys, don't forget, timestamps will always be in the description. So if you don't need to hear about whatever, just skip. Just skip on around. Okay? All right, let's get into it. All right, let's do Chef Penny first, because this is just on the forefront of my mind. And also, I want to remind everyone, I've been told this by at least a dozen people, that Chef Penny was on, oh gosh, Network Reality, Network Food Stars, I don't remember. It was a competition show, and she was terrible on that show. Literally, at least a dozen different people randomly sent me a DM, like, and she was on, I can't remember the name of the show, and she was the villain of the season. Okay, so she has spoken with, Chef Penny has spoken with The Sun, and she says, once they agree on email that they agree to my terms and that I should proceed with the work, the intent by California law, I'm a partner, I own 10% of that business, 10% of the entire brand and of the gross. I wasn't going to go do auditing on anybody, but 10% of every time they took money out of the business, I would take money out of the business. What? What? Chef Penny went on to explain that she has email proof and text messages proving she was and still is a partner. Quote, we didn't sign a contract. Okay. There's an intent I sent them, and they're like, okay, just email us everything you want and we'll run it by our attorneys. So I have the email. I sent them everything that I wanted, which was a monthly fee and then the percentage of the entire something about her brand, not of one store. Penny said that she never signed a contract because A, it took, quote, months to get the first draft from the girl's lawyer, and B, the contract was not what they had agreed on. Penny says they were like, oh, we'll give you 10% of profits vested over 3 years, explaining she wouldn't be able to receive the 10% until 3 years have passed. That's actually pretty common. And another, quote, unreasonable clause she didn't agree on was that they stated she could they could terminate the contract at any time with no cause, and she would lose all her interest earned immediately. Chef Penny confirmed that she was paid a chunk of money by the VPR stars, but not as much as they made from selling merchandise. Okay. I don't understand what she's really... This, to me, sounds like such a scammer. This is... And doesn't... It's funny because she works with Lisa so much, and isn't Lisa so proud of the fact that no one ever has a contract? Because when the Toms wanted a contract, she was like, I just prefer a handshake. And they're like, oh, I don't know about that. We've also heard that you can be a little shady with business. So it's interesting that Penny's acting like it took me forever to get a contract. I'm like, I think that's pretty common, actually. And I don't, this, once they agree on email that they agree to my terms and that I should proceed with the work, the intent by California law, I'm a partner. I own 10% of that business. 10% of the, how? What did you agree on? Did you agree to that in the email? Did you say in the email, I will then be a partner in the business? No. Why? How are you now going to be? See, I knew Lisa sending Penny in to help them, I knew was a bad idea. From the second that started, I was like, uh-oh, don't do that, because Lisa can be, Lisa's had many, and I know, by the way, I know everybody has lawsuits against them. Some people really are just genuinely trying to get money, but Lisa's had tons of issues with her restaurants. People have claimed all kinds of crazy things working for Lisa Vanderpump. But Lisa Vanderpump is doing just fine. Did you see they're doing like restaurant wars or something with Lisa Vanderpump and Gordon Ramsay? I think that's who it was. So Lisa Vanderpump doesn't even need, you don't need any of these shows anymore. They are... She's established, excuse me, she's considered one of like the big restaurant people in Vegas. It was crazy. What was she doing? Is that for the Super Bowl? I think it was for the Super Bowl, but she was doing all this promo with all of the people, like Wolfgang Puck, I think. Or no, maybe not Wolfgang Puck, maybe Emerald. But like all the big restaurant people, there's Lisa Vanderpump. So she's made her name for herself. That's for sure. But when she gave them Penny, I was like, I don't trust that Lisa isn't trying to get access to this business somehow, spy on them. It also allows Lisa to remain that like Mother Goose role for them, you know, like with Penny there. It's like, It's like, oh, it's a good thing Penny's there, right? You need Penny. Remember, Penny's mine. That, it's just more of that shit. And for Penny to do that? Ew. Ew. So she, and the fact that she's like, I still am a part owner of that business. Well, clearly their intent was not to make you one. So I don't know what the hell you're saying. Intent is what? Their intention. So if they are like, we never said you were a partner, then clearly that wasn't the intention. I don't know. I don't know law enough. She's also with a lawyer, as Brock pointed out on the after show, that her husband filed the, which now it makes even more sense that her husband filed for them to have the something about her trademark, which, as many of you pointed out, and I thought I said that in the episode, but it's just been applied for. She doesn't own the trademark. And because Katie and Ariana were actually like selling merch with something about her on it, like with the website assigned to them and all that, I doubt Penny will get it. I doubt that will get approved, because they can prove that they were, prior to the application date, they were operating as something about her. And I think that when shit started to go down, Penny's like, they don't even have the trademark yet. They're such amateurs, and like went and tried to get it. But it will be easy for them to dispute that, I think. But how, like, bitch, you ain't working with them. Are you crazy? And I just need to know how Lisa's handling it. Because Lisa's got to keep her hands clean at all times. But this is Lisa's girl. And she was saying, she's like, Penny can help them. Interesting. She made some fucking sandwiches. They'd also had recipes of their own, too. I remember the girls had recipes. I'm not trying to take away from what Penny did, but the way Penny came on, it was like, let me do this because you guys can't. I'm like, they've been doing it. They've been workshopping and figuring out different recipes and stuff. Like, they've been doing it. They didn't need you like that, Penny. Okay. Okay, let's discuss Lala just a little bit. Lala's podcast.
The finale episode of Vanderpump aired last night. Did anyone watch it? Did they show my purge?
I was unaware. I was supposed to be watching Vanderpump.
Don't worry, I didn't watch either.
Okay, okay. We will be watching, though, because, yes, we'll
that's
be
why Des asked, do I have to watch this?
No.
Or can I just freeball it when we're talking about it?
No, because I'm not going to talk. I'm not addressing any VPR Beautiful. News don't until third so part can, of the reunion. And Beautiful. It's going to be very quick. You guys don't need to weigh in. I don't want questions. I'm going to say my piece. We're going to move on. And I never want to discuss season 11 again. And I hope by that time everyone gets their fucking rabies shots because they're foaming at the mouth. These fucking bitches in these streets on socials. I'm like, yo. Yo!
Amen, amen. We got
tired.
What?
I said they make me tired. The rabies bitches.
Oh.
It just feels taunting. It feels taunting. It's like, haha, I'm on TV and you're not. Okay, did you guys see that Lala's rumored to be joining The Valley, but then she'd also be expected to do Vanderpump Rules. So double dose of Lala, double the paycheck. But it's very much like, here's your reward for not giving a fuck about what the audience is going to say and letting us get these scenes that we have to have. I don't know what goddamn quota or requirement they're trying to fulfill. But so Lala is getting rewarded for being the producer puppet, because she was the fucking producer puppet. It was so obvious. She wasn't even subtle about it. She was like, I'm willing to sacrifice my authenticity and my morals to film this show that they want us to film. Like, what behind the scenes conversations were happening where they're like, don't worry about what anyone says. If you do all this shit, we will reward you. And so now if she really is getting to join The Valley and also be on Vanderpump Rules, she's like, I don't fucking care what you guys say about it. Ew, whatever. She's just taunting us. Ew. She's got too many yes people around her. Jess, her mom, her brother, no one in her life. It's rich that she says Ariana's not a good friend. I'm like, I don't feel like you are a good friend unless it's to the person you specifically want to be friends with. But like, how have you been a good friend to Katie? Katie had to call you out for saying you never have time for me. And she's like, you're right. I haven't made time for you. Okay, so who's not a good friend? Remind me. And I've heard from plenty of people that Ariana is a really good friend. And maybe it's just the people she chooses to be close with. Lala, you guys haven't been, you and Ariana have had weird tension for a long time now. So I don't want to hear it. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Now, I am a larger chested woman with heavy boobs. So whenever I get lift, I usually have to deal with digging into the armpit area or like the back fat or the shoulder. Honeylove legit lives up to the promise of support and lift without pain. I used to wear like my around the house bra, which had very little support, but I couldn't handle having no support. I now wear the Honeylove bra 24/7 at the house. It's that comfortable. Like I could sleep in it. But Honeylove doesn't just cater to bigger boobs. They also cater to small boobs. So those of you who have to deal with bras riding up or needing to be pulled down, no more of that. My go-to bra is the crossover bra. There's some mesh detailing on it, which adds a little touch of sexy. But this bra, I don't ever need to take off. I'm serious. The mesh detail actually is what makes it so much smoother against the skin. So it's functional and it's sexy. Let's say you want an even more relaxed lounge bra. I recommend their V bra. It offers the support of a traditional bra without the underwire. It's also designed to lift and to separate because it has some molded cups. You know how sometimes you get that shelf-like bra or like a uniboob effect? Not there. No, no. And also, Honeylove doesn't just do bras, okay? They've got really great shapewear, tanks, leggings. They've got you covered for the everyday look, for workouts, for weddings, you name it. Honeys, you need this in your life. You've earned it. Honeylove is not just supporting women, it's empowering women. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/shespeaks. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/shespeaks. Find your perfect fit. After you purchase, they're going to ask how you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Free the pain and discomfort. Keep the support with Honeylove. Okay, let's move to the finale episode now. It's going to be a lot of conversation. I don't know if I'll be able to timestamp everything. Like I might intersplice some of the after show and some of Watch What Happens Live in here. But I'll try to stay organized. But I think we all understand if I get a little heated and a little sidetracked because it was quite infuriating. Just the stubbornness of them to create this Tom Sandoval redemption arc. It was so clear Ariana was not going to give him that scene. And so they couldn't pivot away already. You are at the very last day of filming and you're still like, we got one more shot to get this fucking scene. She's given you a scene. She's fought with Tom Sandoval, called him a dog murderer. At the beach, they fought. Like, what else is there to do? She's explained enough times. I don't know if there's truth to this. Does anyone else know it? Please, if you do know, drop a comment if you're watching on YouTube. Because, okay, did Tom Sandoval get a development deal like Rachel said he did? Because it feels like that. It feels like they are protecting Tom. They're like, we need this redemption arc. Because I made a joke earlier this season where they decided to do this redemption arc for Tom Sandoval, but they forgot to include him in it. Because I didn't think that Tom Sandoval would think he even needed a redemption. So it seems like at some point there was actually, this is just what I'm imagining in my mind. There was a conversation that was like, we have got to get the audience back on Tom's side. We cannot have them hating Tom this much. So you have to facilitate that. We need Ariana to say she forgives him and that they just grew apart. Their relationship wasn't good. And that's it. That we need that on camera. Just like Sheena needed Ariana to say, you're not going to lose me. We'll get to that. Tom We need her to say that about Tom Sandoval, because if Ariana says it about Tom Sandoval, then everyone will forgive him and then we can keep working with him and it won't be so problematic. I just don't understand why they pushed it so hard. I thought we were trying to capture authentically what's happening with these people. I thought that was the goal. And if authentically, not on camera, off camera, they don't speak because Tom Sandoval doesn't seem to think that they need to speak. If it's only on camera and if he's only going to be nice on camera for this little selected conversation that he's basically like scripted, how is that authentic? And how is Ariana in trouble for that? How are you guys mad at Ariana? What were you all promised? Like, did Jeremiah, because I really do think that the producers were promised a bump. Because it's like, if you can produce this season, you can produce any. And then the theory online is that the producers then said to the cast, we will give you the cash bonus. We will give you money. Whoever can convince Ariana to sit down with Tom Sandoval, which is, so Sheena was trying, Brock was trying, Lala was trying. Everyone just wanted them to sit and to talk. The only people that didn't do it were Katie, Allie, James. They're like, that's stupid. They don't talk, so that's not going to happen. Or maybe Allie might have tried one time. But no. Okay? No. Tom's like, I'm not being performative. I just want to have all the conversations for the cameras so I can be authentic. In the opening scene, what the fuck does Lala mean when she says Dan sounded like a square? Because Ariana had been like, no, Dan does not fuck around. He's been in fights. He will not even shake his hand. And Lala goes, he sounds like a square. Like, a square indicates to me someone who's kind of lame. And wouldn't it be kind of cool to find out that Ariana's man wouldn't even shake his hand? Granted, he didn't live up to that. But wouldn't that be kind of cool if that happened, you know? I don't know. But Katie's clearly not for any of the Dan slander. She is there for the Dan support. Sheena talks to Brock about prepping for the show, and this conversation felt very, very for the cameras, because Sheena kept actually like spiking the camera and like checking that the cameras were getting, are you getting me? Are you getting this? Brock, though, states in this conversation that out of Ariana and Tom, Tom reaches out, and Tom is the better friend. And Sheena's like, I don't agree with that. Ariana is a very good friend to me. I talk to her more than most people. And Brock's like, I'm talking about action. She'll bail out of things often. Look, they fucking like to party and go out and be seen and be with people and like whatever. Just because Ariana's social life battery isn't as charged as theirs, I don't know if that counts. You know, Sheena's like, look, I understand. In this group, Ariana is going to be the one who wants to be invited but may not show up. But I will never turn my back on Ariana because she has always been there for me. I swear that she, like, at that point, she looked at the cameras like, wait, make sure you get this. Make sure you get me saying this part too. Because, and then Brock's just like, okay, well, you got to go with the flow. Shut up, Brock. They like to go out and be with people all the time and like socialize. And I just don't think it's that, as someone who loves to stay in, I just don't think it's that crazy if Ariana's like, I don't want to go to that thing, actually. You know? Dan joins them for their daytime festivities. They go to this lunch in Chinatown and Lala interrogates him. And I'm like, we don't need you to interrogate him. You know, you're not some sort of like leader of this group, like you put yourself to, like you make yourself out to be. And also you're judge of character. Like, what the fuck do I care what you have to say? I was curious and interested to hear some of the thoughts. And in the extended version, we got even more insight, which was actually pretty cool. But Lala, before I get to that, Lala goes, do you want kids, Dan? And he goes, I think I do. And Lala's like, whenever anyone says that, I say, you should definitely hold off. Big commitment. Yeah, he's not saying right now. Like, you asked, do you want kids? And he's like, I think I do. And she's like, okay, well, definitely hold off if you're not sure. He's like, yeah, that's the plan. Get out of here. Like, you're not, now she's the know-it-all on parenthood. Okay. Allie, then, in the extended version, she gets to ask, what is it that attracted you to Ariana? And he's like, look, we were with a big group of people talking, and I guess the kids were having issues with race, and she was just really empathetic to that. And I grew up with a lot of that in New York. So, and he looks to Lala and goes, those are the fights that you heard me getting into, because when someone says a racial slur to me, I don't take that lightly. So Ariana empathized with that, and she didn't need to. And so seeing her do that was the first thing that attracted me to her. And I was like, well, that's fucking legit. Okay. Then Allie asks Ariana, what did you see in Dan? And she said at first she noticed he was hot, but it was like too soon. But then a group of girls were having a deep conversation, and the way he was really listening and contributing, but not busting in and overpowering. When she says that, Allie looks over at Brock and kind of laughs. Like, she's like this one over here, huh? Busting in and into this one over here loves to do that. James asks if he's chatted with Sandoval. And Dan says, I don't know him, but I know what he's done. So Sheena segues this and goes, okay, actually, that's funny you say that, because like last night when I was talking to Tom, in that moment, I again felt like I saw the mask fall a little bit, and he really thought about it. And he was like, I really need to think about that. And like, oh my God, how the fuck did I not see that? Okay. Sheena, that's this again. It's the Sheena guy whisperer bullshit. When Tom was on Watch What Happens Live and Andy asked, did it really take Sheena informing you that you weaponized Ariana's mental health to like, he's like, oh, I didn't weaponize it. I felt that she used that as a manipulation tool to get me to not leave her. And I'm like, so you didn't think about that and go, should I maybe do so? No, Sheena, it's in your head. Here is proof right in front of us. Here she is acting like I thought, by the way, seeing the mask fall, she keeps saying that, but it's the opposite, Sheena. He, when he's being nice guy, that's the mask. When he's being the asshole, that's the real Tom. So you keep saying it like he's got a mask on that's making him like narcissistic and sociopathic, but that's Tom. And when he puts the mask on, that's when he's being nice. Like, can you stop? You're reversing it. My God. And she's like, he really thought about it. No, he actually thought that he didn't weaponize her mental health. He was saying she weaponized her mental health. She was the one who's like, I'll fucking kill myself so that you don't break up with me. Okay. And Katie, with all the right in the world, she's like, when are we gonna stop believing this man's genuine tears? And Brock comes in on fucking 10. He goes, no, she had a fucking friendship with him that you keep dismissing. Katie goes, I don't believe a damn word, a damn tear, nothing that comes out of him. And in Katie's confessional, she says, everyone is trying to make this whole Sandoval situation way more nuanced than it actually is. When a guy fucks over your friend, fuck the guy. But the thing is, Sheena's like, but he's also been a really good friend to me. He's also my really good friend. Like, he's also been there for me for 15 years, like, more than anybody. I can't, like, I don't even know. I knew him first. I knew Tom before I knew Ariana, even. That's, yeah. Schwartz goes, he's not a trash person. He's a good person who did a trash thing. And I'm like, what are you doing? Ariana's right across from you. Because now Ariana goes to a place. She goes, trash thing? You need to watch what table you're at if you're going to talk like that. Oh, yes. Schwartz goes, super trash. That'll do it. That'll fix it. Ariana goes, you can leave, which is so Meredith Marks. You can leave. If you want to try to talk like that, that he did a trash thing. Schwartz tries again. A horrible thing. A thing. A singular one thing. Schwartz goes, a lot of things. I don't know. I'm just saying. Dumbass. But then fucking Lala's confessional. Like, she's saying something so amazing. She goes, Ariana tries to put on this cool girl vibe, but she cares a lot. Yeah, we know. You're the one who tries to say she does. She moved on 8 days later. You're the one who does all that. We know she cares. We know. What is she supposed to do? Just cry the entire time? Be mad the entire time? She doesn't try to be a cool girl. She's trying to just survive. Because if she was crying the entire time, you guys would be sick of that. Get over it. You're already telling her to get over it. So Ariana keeps going, watch how you talk like that in front of me. Schwartz is like, hello, hello. Lala, the fucking Lala confessional. She goes, once she gets out of this, Sandoval's the monster and Ariana is the victim. She'll have to go through the mourning process. And I don't think she wants to go through that. Wow. What do you mean? I think there's just a nicer way to maybe say that. I've sort of said a version of that, which is I think Ariana is still in a place where she's not prepared to, at this point in filming, mind you, where she's not prepared to look at what she was ignoring in the relationship. Like, you were ignoring Tom Sandoval, Ariana. Like, Tom Sandoval was Tom Sandoval this whole time, and you were ignoring it, and you were making excuses for him. And so you do need to look at that. But in this scope, in this point in time, I don't think she's ready for that. But she's never going to say, after thinking through all of those things and recognizing her part, she's not going to go, so therefore it's cool. Therefore, Tom, we're cool, man. It's all good, guys. Sorry about all that drama. No, because he still did a super shitty thing. And yes, she should not have covered up for him with Miami Girl. She did make a lot of mistakes. But just because if she's going to own up to that and she's going to, it doesn't mean that she's going to be like, and so Tom and I can be cool. You know, that's cool. No. Katie gets to say to Brock, you haven't been there for my entire lived experience. You have not been there. And Brock thinks he's doing something here. He goes, no, I'm going to fight for my wife. And she feels some type of way. And Ariana goes, okay, but Katie's also fighting for your wife. Because she is defending her against the behavior that has been exhibited towards her by him, the trash person. Okay? Brock can never, ever say anything when that shit comes up. It's like, how are you going to argue and say that Ariana doesn't care about Sheena when Tom's the one who's actually made her cry? Over and over again. Tom's the one who said the friendship didn't matter when he was like yelling at Sheena right after it happened. And he has said multiple other things about Sheena even within this season. But then the one about like, oh, you've been the other woman before. Like, that's Tom doing that. That's out of his own mouth. So why are you like, no, that's her really good friend, you guys. Okay, go be his friend, I guess. Go film all of your scenes with him. Go on a trip. Go have fun. Do it, girl. Go for it. Go have fun. Because that's who you want to be associated with. Okay. Okay, they get back to the hotel. Schwartz goes to Joe's room. And she's like, can you help me iron my dress? Okay. And then he's like, wait, are you wearing makeup? She's like, yeah. And then he says in his confessional that, like, she tried to put makeup on sometimes for him, and it just, like, looked like when a little kid got into their mom's makeup. So, Joe, he was embarrassed by you. He absolutely was not really attracted to you. You were just very convenient for him. And, yeah, because that's not great. They make sure to show Tom Sandoval's hotel room and how disgusting it is. I noticed, who was I talking to? Oh, my friend John. My friend John came over and watched on Tuesday. And I said to him, why does Tom Sandoval's room have the lighting of like those galaxy lights? Because I thought there's no way he brought a galaxy light. He did. So they're showing his room and then there's the fucking galaxy light on the ground. So it's got this like blue lighty type of ugh, gross. As I sit here with my pink lights up, I need to change these actually. Anyway, by the way, anyone watching, isn't this the funnest little chair? It's my anxiety chair. I just couldn't lay in the bed today. I needed to be like up and be like, ha, you know. Schwartz stops by Tom's room and he's like, Dan's so great. And fucking Tom goes, yeah, Ariana has good taste in men. And this was in the trailer and it pissed me off in the trailer and it's made me mad again. Just shut the fuck up. You just be quiet. Sheena FaceTimes Lisa, of course, and catches her up on how great of a conversation she had with Tom, because you know that's going to make Lisa so happy. And Lisa's, let me ask you a question. Do you still love him? Sheena says, yes, I do. And Lisa goes, there's your answer. Shut up. Relax. My God. It's not that it's you guys are really you're delusional. I know you're really bummed out, Lisa, that when the Toms were at the peak of their popularity, you banked on them staying there. But you are misogynistic and you ignore all the signs of misogyny. And now Tom has shown his true colors and you're just trying to rehab his image because he's associated with your fucking restaurant. Whoa. Lala's talking to Katie about. She's like, Sheena just really wants Ariana to give her some sort of approval. And Katie's like, that's just not going to be happening. She's not going to be like, I support this. I think you guys have a beautiful friendship and you should work on it. And Lala goes, she goes, I don't think that's what she's looking for. I think she's looking for her to say, you know what? I acknowledge that you guys had a long relationship. If you feel that you need to go and work something out with him, just so you know, you and I aren't going to change. Like, that's basically what Katie said. Just like longer. That's what she said. That's not probably going to happen. And Katie's like, I don't think that's what's going to happen at this time. And then Lala goes, right, so there's pressure on Sheena. Sheena now has to live her life for someone else who is thriving but has mad rules for everybody. Do you want to go be friends with Tom Sandoval? Like, why are you so upset about this for Sheena? That's what I'm saying. There has to be some type of conversation that's like, if we don't get this scene, if we don't get this, then, you know, we're not going to get renewed for another season or something. Because it's like, why is Ariana not doing this? Why does she have rules? Why can't we film with Tom Sandoval? Like, and then so thankfully, Katie goes, there's no rules. And I think there's a bit more of a new, this is a more of a nuanced situation. And Katie's confessional, she says, Sheena really feels like she should be the exception to this boundary that Ariana's created for herself, not wanting to have mutual friends with Tom. But Tom did not make a mistake. He made choices every day over and over for months and has done nothing but double up on those choices. Maybe it was double down that he made over and over and over. Exactly. Exactly that. But I am going to get confused by Ariana later when she's talking to Sheena and she's like, I never said I would not have a connection with Sheena. I don't know where she's getting that. I'm like, well, you did say you won't have any mutual friends with him. So I thought that too. I thought that you would. But I guess it doesn't mean that when she says, well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. I'm getting ahead of myself. Schwartz is like, so did you and Sheena have a really good talk or something? And he's like, yeah, it was great. And she suggested I apologize to Ariana for talking about the mental health stuff. But then he's like, because Schwartz is like, yeah, don't go in there defensive. You know, if she yells at you, whatever, just take it. And Tom goes, Sandoval goes, yeah, I just want to tell her that, like, I am trying to be a better person. Like, I'm putting in the actual action. Like, I am trying to be a better person. Like, that's what I'm doing. Like, that's not an apology. That just sounds like, oh, so this is the speech that you're rehearsing. I just want to tell her, like, I'm putting in the action. You don't tell someone that, by the way. You just do it. That's what action is. These are words. So we're clear. So now the event is getting underway and Sheena goes up to Tom and his sound guy, Hassan. And she's like this. She's like, wait, you are his sound guy? So you flew him out here just for this? You paid him to be out here? just for this show. Wait, what? Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay, wait. I thought Tom Sandoval was asked by Kyle Chan to facilitate this live performance. Isn't that all this is? That's Kyle Chan, who I'm still convinced Kyle Chan is doing this just so that Tom Sandoval is included in the group, honestly. He asked Tom to help with the live show and not have him perform, because that's crazy, because no one would want to hear that. Have Sheena perform so that Sheena's forced to then talk to Tom. So Tom was just doing what Kyle Chan asked him to do. Of course he's going to pay his sound guy to be out there. That's what Kyle Chan basically asked him to do. But Sheena's like, this is the type of friend that I remember. The friend who does nice things for people when they don't even ask. It's so genuine. Genuine, bitch. Then this bitch goes, but that's just me making it about me. And she sips her motherfucking Starbucks and she's got that look on her face, kind of like when she said the backup dancer line. That same like, Joe shows up and she's like, the first thing she wants to do is she wants to talk to Katie. And she's like, I am hoping if I say I'm sorry, she will say I'm sorry back. Okay, well, fuck right off right there. And Joe's like, I don't think it's about me. I think it's just like Schwartz. You know, if he dated a tree, she would chop it down. So good luck next woman. Whatever. So then they walk over there. And Joe opens with, well, I just wanted to say, like, I'm sorry if I ever hurt you. And Katie goes, sorry if? And Joe just goes, yeah. Katie goes, it's not a sorry if, it's just a sorry. Joe then goes, okay, I'm really sorry. And then Katie goes, yeah, it's weird. You're weird. And Lala, no, don't do that. Now, I know people are like, Lala shouldn't be telling anyone what to say or what not to say. Yeah, but like, I'm not even surprised. I'm not even surprised that she's trying to like mediate and she's comforting Joe and shit. Like, I'm not even shocked by this at all. And Katie just goes, all right, well, it is what it is. And then Joe goes, do you think you owe me an apology? And Katie, with her whole chest, no. Joe goes, I could not believe Joe said this. I sent you a genuine text about the divorce, and I really mean it. And Katie's like, yeah. And then something grew there, and you asked him if you could stay with him. Like, what are you saying? What? Joe goes, no, that's not how it happened. And Lala, thank God, actually does step in. She goes, what she's saying is that you moved weird. You texted her, I'm so sorry, and then I'm going to go move in with him now. And Schwartz, of course, she never moved in with me. Thank you, Schwartz, for your contribution. Lala tries to explain that it doesn't matter. And Joe goes, but there were months in between all of these things. And I just wish I had the space to explain things. And I feel really bad about that. You wish you had the space to explain things. Girl, you had the space when you were texting Katie, hey, does Schwartz need a haircut? But then also hanging with Schwartz, getting closer with Schwartz, you had all the opportunity in the world to do that, to say, I know this is sounding crazy, but I'm thinking there's something between me and Schwartz. Would it have been shitty? Yeah, she would have been like, go fuck yourself. But it wouldn't have been as shady as it is. And now you're trying to act like the victim. And Katie says, I just think you had a thing for him and you were just waiting for your moment. Lala being like, no, I don't know if I believe that. Why? Why don't you believe that? Lala, this goes back to what I said a couple episodes ago. Lala is not really connected with the group. Like, this group is actually much tighter than Lala. Like, James and Lala are kind of always like a little bit on the outside, a little bit, in my opinion. Like, you didn't know Joe. You didn't, like, what are you talking about? Why are you so sure that you know that that's not what's happening? You know what I mean? Katie says, maybe you shouldn't show your friends support during their divorce by moving in with their ex-husband. And again, Joe and Schwartz are like, she didn't move in. Katie goes, whatever. And her face is so amazing here. She's got the vein popping out. She goes, don't stay there for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. Just don't fucking do it. Stay with someone else. Stay with anyone else, Joe. And then fucking Joe goes, no. Like, that's crazy. No, no. Fucking Katie goes, find someone else to stay with next time. And Joe goes, let him go. Oh, Nope. Nope. Girl, purposely missing the point. You moved like a snake, as Lala would like to say. And now you're like, well, but like, I don't get it. Why are you upset with me? You called me a crackhead. Katie goes, Joe, you're a fucking liar. And then Joe starts crying. She's like, I'm gonna. And that's when Lala's like, don't, you got this. And then Katie goes, hey, before you think this is weird, I'm gonna stay with your ex-husband, who you're not divorced from yet, and who you're probably untangling your fucking life from. And it's probably a difficult fucking time. And Joe goes, I wasn't thinking about you. I was thinking about myself. Because I, and then Katie just cuts her off. Okay, well, you could have thought of me. As a woman, you could have thought of me. And Schwartz cuts this conversation off, and it's so stupid. He goes, she came over to make peace, not confront. And Katie goes, I don't want peace. Exactly. So you saying she came here to make peace, that doesn't add any value to this conversation. She came to make peace. What does that even mean? She has to receive the peace. Katie has to be open to the peace. And Joe has to come correct. Joe's still trying to be like, what did I do? I don't get it. What do you, are you going to say you're sorry to me? Get over it. Joe just walks away and she acts like she's the victim. And then Schwartz is trying to tell Katie, like, she just wants to make peace. And Katie is like, I told you this. You want to be my friend? Then keep her away from me. And Schwartz goes, but I don't like ultimatums or quid pro quo. That wasn't that. If you want to be her friend and claim you're her friend, well, don't keep bringing her over to me. Period. That's not an ultimatum is what she did about the engagement. Okay. So Katie even says, I didn't give you an ultimatum. I said, keep her away from me. I didn't, like, what are you even saying? When I went through my drop shipper phase in 2020 and 2021, I thought I learned a bunch of skills I would never need to use again. So it was kind of a waste of time. And so when I started podcasting and the podcast got bigger and we needed to do merch, Shopify was the best option. Because at first we were going to go with a company that sort of sets everything up for you online, but there was not nearly enough creative control for that. And I'm very picky about aesthetics. So Shopify was perfect. And I'd already learned how to use it for the most part. So it was amazing. And with Shopify, you don't have to just sell your own stuff. There's Shopify Collective, where you can curate products to sell from the brands you love, which gives your customers more variety and your business more sales. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. So if you're at the launch your online shop stage, or you're at the first real life store stage, all the way to, oh my God, we just hit $1 million stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. You can grow your average order value with the Shopify Bundles app, where you can create and sell product bundles with ease. You can sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. You show up exactly how you want to show up. You customize your online store with style and gorgeous flexible templates and really powerful tools. Now they've got Shopify Magic, which helps you whip up captivating content that converts. So you can do blog posts, product descriptions, generate instant frequently asked question answers, pick the perfect email send time, and Shopify Magic is free for every Shopify seller. Shopify really helps you turn browsers into buyers because they've got the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. It is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com/shespeaks, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/shespeaks now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/shespeaks. At one point, Sheena's dress comes undone. Dan is actually being so sweet trying to fix it. He's like holding it up and Sheena's like, Brock, go get my jacket. He goes and he gets someone else's jacket. He's like, here you go. She's like, that's not my jacket. Someone's like, what's happening? That's my jacket. Brock is feeling himself. He's got his gold suit on and he is dancing up a storm. He is having the time of his life at this event. Tom tells Brock, he's like, hey, I heard you were sticking up for me at lunch. Just really appreciate it. You know, really appreciate it, man. And Brock goes, look, we're in the middle. We're not Switzerland. We're friends with both of you guys. Are you? Interesting. Are you? Brock goes, this is just typical Brock. He says, you're yapping. Nothing really comes out. He goes, what we need to see from you is step up for her, step up for yourself. And for your friends, and slowly the group might grow again. Thanks so much. Thank you so, so much for that. What does that even mean? Step up for you, where you're for, what are you saying, sir? And then, oh my God, Sheena's confessional. It's bad. I just wish that Ariana could see how much I'm struggling by trying to just be loyal to her. And I don't want to lose her, but I think that I'm losing myself. My God, go be his friend, for fuck's sake. You're so worried about the audience. This is not about Ariana. You need Ariana to say on camera, you can be his friend. Because then she could be like, see, audience, see? Because she's so freaked out about the audience. Tom goes up to Dan. He goes up to Dan. Schwartz is all freaked out. She's like, what? He's like, what did you just do? You did what? Do I need to leave? What's happening? Ariana's confessional is, I'm not here as a cog in the machine of the Tom Sandoval redemption arc. So you guys can do that without me. So she figured out what was happening. Like, she figured it. She's like, ah, I see what we're doing here. I'm understanding what we're filming. I'm understanding what we're setting up. Cool. Got it. Schwartz does tell Tom here, he's like, hey, you know, the whole like talking to Ariana thing, this may not be the right time, actually. And Tom's like, oh, yeah, okay, maybe. Well, DJ James Kennedy, he starts playing, and this creepy guy won't leave them alone. And this is the footage that we saw. We already saw this totally leaked all over social media, which is kind of obnoxious. He won't leave. He's like drinking everyone's liquor, and he's just being really over the top horrible. And then it breaks out into madness. Then he's like hitting the security guard, throwing a glass bottle at them. But the part that makes me think like this person feels like a plant is that the way Tom like jumps in and saves the day and like tries to get the guy out of there. I'm like, well, whose friend was this? How did this guy get on the list? How did this crazy pants get on the list? It just felt so staged so that Tom could be the hero. But I guess that's a very elaborate plan, but Tom fucking would. He would be like, yeah, invite that guy, make a scene, and you'll get kicked out. That sounds even crazy even for Tom. But you know what? It felt like it. Just because like the way Tom was like, hey man, get out of here. Just like picking up a chair and like, I don't know. It felt so inauthentic, but I feel like everything Tom does is inauthentic. So Sheena performs and she's living her best life. And afterwards she's like, I had a dream last night. Was it just a dream? Am I in the band? Are we a band? What? Whatever. I'm like, what is this? I don't understand. Why are you in the band? Why would you be in their band? Aren't you just like sometimes performing with them? Why are you in a band? I don't even know. And I hate it. She, like, Tom Sandoval's in the side. He's, like, getting them waters. He's just like, yeah, I'm just here to support. Ariana makes her way over to Sheena. And you see two girls are in the background, like, shamelessly watching. I feel like one of them even pulls out their phone. But Sheena is like, so, you know, Hassan, Tom flew him out. And, you know, fool me once, twice, I don't know. But I've seen that genuine side of him who has been a good friend to me. And I'm hoping that he's changing and becoming better. Sheena says, I want to see if he stays on this path of growth. God, doing the Sheena voice hurt my throat. Ew. And Ariana says, can you not talk to me about that path of growth? He's an ex-boyfriend of mine who does not deserve to be in my presence and breathe the same air as me, and that will not change. And Sheena goes, I know it's hard because you say no contact, but also I feel like you want different apologies from him. And I was like, what? She's talking about when I said I apologize for things on my podcast, you said, oh, when am I going to get an apology? And no, she didn't mean that literally. But for Sheena, she's like, oh, okay, maybe if you apologize, then she'll be like, okay, it's cool now that I'm friends with Tom. I feel like if you just do that, then we'll be cool. Then we can all be friends and it will all be okay. Okay, no. Like, Ariana's like, I didn't mean that literally. I don't want any apologies. And she goes, okay, well, then that's fine. That's fine. I just don't want to ever lose you or compromise our friendship. And then she's like crying. She's like, I just feel like I can't imagine him out of my life forever. And then this is when Ariana's confessional gets, plugged in. And she's like, I will protect myself and I'll keep myself out of situations that I find hurtful or uncomfortable for me. But I've never once said that I don't love her or I'm going to stop loving her or we're not going to be connected anymore. And so they, of course, throw in a series of examples of her saying that very thing. So even I was like, I thought that's what the plan was. I did. I thought that that was what we were doing. I thought that if Sheena was like, I'm going to go hang with Tom and whatever, it's like, cool, go do that. Maybe what she's meaning is literally like, we will always be connected, but maybe they just won't be as close day to day. I don't know. But then Sheena and Ariana, they both hug. And Ariana goes, she makes sure to say, you will never lose me. You're like family. And it's sweet. And then they kiss. And Ariana goes, uh-oh, Brock said we're not allowed to kiss. This was clearly like a thing. I bet Brock was like making a thing about that for a period of time. Ariana wipes Sheena's tears and says, me and you are warriors. I don't want you to worry. You're not going to lose me. I can't lose you. You're my family. So I feel like Sheena's like, yes, I got it. I got it what I needed to hear. And then Tom fucking comes up. And Ariana immediately walks away. And she just like, Tom, no, Tom, bad move. My bad. But I feel like Sheena's like, I know I said you should apologize, but like I was wrong. She doesn't want to talk to you. Oops. Right when it was going okay. So Ariana is fucking pissed at production. And Jeremiah's like, Ariana, don't do this. Don't do what? She has filmed the whole fucking scene, the whole event. The event's probably winding down soon. Why can't she leave? Because this man wants to try to talk to her. What do you want her to do? Go sit over there when you know he's just going to come find her? She goes, him fucking walking up on me when I'm talking to Sheena. He doesn't give a fuck if I fucking die in a ditch or got a fucking deadly STD the way he was fucking around behind my back. Oh, damn. That is non-informed consent and he does not deserve to speak to me. He does not get access to me. I don't blame her for being really pissed at production, actually. She probably felt by this point that they were giving Tom a redemption arc and that she was getting the, oh, what a bitch edit, which she did. But I feel like the guy in post, whoever is the post producer, is not giving that edit. They may be they thought that was the edit, but he's still attempting to show a little bit of truth. I think that they're trying to, whoever's doing the post production's like, I don't know if I want to show all that. Like, that guys, like, this is getting a little ridiculous. So I don't. But she has felt the vibe, and now he's walking up on her to have his one final scene with her. Meanwhile, while this is happening, Sheena, totally, like, this is out of line. This is where Sheena already loses me. She tells Tom that Ariana thinks he's just being performative and I'm an idiot. So, like, don't tell. Now you guys are essentially talking shit about Ariana. And then Tom goes, you know what's funny is that she knows me well enough to know that I'm not. Okay, first of all, that's not funny. Second of all, for the millionth time, she knows you well enough to know you are. Okay? So we're clear. And then Sheena, she was giving me soap opera actress. She thought this was going to be the scene similar to the last scene from last season where we were like dying. She goes, so what do I mean to you? He just goes, you mean a lot. Because we're filming or because of life? And then Tom goes, no, I'm there. I show up. So this is obviously like a thing that this has been discussed off camera. And Sheena, like a dramatic soap actress, goes, don't make me look like a fucking idiot, Tom, and then walks away. And then Tom is stewing that Ariana dare say anything about him and ruin his performance. So he goes up to Billy and T, which is like, why is she there? You're not even talking to her. It's like, this is fucking bullshit. Ariana's going around saying that I'm not being honest and I'm performative. Do you know what it is? Ariana is fucking performative. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure she is. She doesn't like any of these motherfuckers. His eyes change here. He gets the shark eyes where they're just all black. And he goes, so she can fuck off saying I'm performative. Okay. Like, this is a little too angry for, it's your ex. Of course she thinks you're performative. Like, but he's like, this is my fucking storyline and I need this button. Now you hear Jeremiah going, don't end it this way. I'm like, end it what way? You guys were fucking wrapping up. You let Tom think he could go and talk to her when she made it clear from the beginning that's not happening. Yeah, she's leaving. Ariana says it's all about the audience. He wants 30 seconds with the audience. And in her confessional, she goes, I am the final boss in his video game of redemption. And because he can't get to the final boss, he's fucking pissed. It's exactly what's happening. Exactly what's happening. Ariana calls a lift and she walks out with her people while Tom is bitching to Billy Lee. He goes, if you don't want to film with your ex, don't be on the show. Seriously, don't sit back on your fucking lazy ass and collect a fucking check for doing nothing. Okay. What has she not done? What has she has shown up to group events. She has filmed scenes with you, by the way, where she has fought with you greatly. What is she doing that's lazy? What is, other than not having a scene with you that you want? Okay. Then Tom goes over to where Sheena, Schwartz, and Jeremiah and Lala are hanging, and he's like, I'm pissed that she's fucking saying that shit because Ariana, she doesn't fuck with you guys. On the real. On the real. She fucking talks shit about all you fuckers. She doesn't show up for your shit. She's not going to come to your fucking thing. I'm going to come. When push comes to shove, I'm fucking there, dude. Okay, bro, just because you like going out and partying and literally that's all you're saying you do is go out and party. I'm always at the party. Yeah, okay, cool. Because Ariana stays home and doesn't want to party, it's like a problem. Okay, I can't. Sheena spirals. I know you are, Tom. I know. I've said this to her. You have been there for me. That's why I'm struggling, because you have been a fucking good friend. And then she convinces me that you're not. When she said that, I was like, bitch, okay. So I don't want to hear nothing about this, okay? She convinces me that you're not. Cool. All right. go be his friend for fuck's sake. Tom hugs her and he's like crying. He's like, you know, she's going to have to put up with so much. And he acknowledges that all of them, he's like, they're not, they haven't even forgiven me. They're just treating me like a person and they're going to get a lot of hate. And that's not, well, James hasn't. That's a perfect example, actually. Oh my God, my throat hurts. James, I don't know if the audience has given James a whole bunch of shit. I think James has, when with James, I think it's been pretty clear that he is just doing what they're asking him to do and he's just trying to like get through it. But he has still been authentic. Like he stood up for Katie against Jax and he's standing up for Ariana in the after show. Like there's a way to do this and not get busted for it. But you want to be like Team Tom, it seems. Lala starts on her thing, on her whole thing. She says she's been biting her tongue and Tom goes, oh, because you're afraid. She goes, no, I'm not afraid. It's a lot of breaking the fourth wall. So I'm going to do it now. This happened to her. The whole world rallied around her. She now thinks she is Beyonce. What? It's bullshit that she can't film with someone when she stays under the same roof. She has filmed with him. It's a lot that she's saying, don't fuck with Tom Sandoval, but I'm going to sleep down the hall from Tom Sandoval. I get it. He fucking cheated. You did a really fucking shitty thing. It was weird that you looked us all in the eye and said a lot of shit, but he did not kill somebody. Someone on TikTok in the comments wrote, you know, when she said Tom didn't kill somebody, did Randall... Never mind. No. Because it's like, okay, so then was Randall cool? Like, I don't know. Sheena says that she's like, I back you up. And Lala is screaming, she moved on 8 days later. 8 days. And then they cut to Ariana kissing Dan, which I'm like, oh, okay. So they do kind of hate Ariana right now. Because like, I thought the same thing, but I never thought for a second that her moving on with Dan meant she was like over it. You know, I never was like, well, now Ariana can't say anything. I was like, well, no, I think that's a separate thing, but okay. And then Tom is like, we have to have tough conversations. She's had them. She had it on camera last season when she let them film that conversation. What did you guys want? Lala says the line, I have never in my life experienced someone who gets cheated on and suddenly becomes God. Remember when she told us that when we see it, we'll be like, oh, we get it. We'll get it. Nope. Sure don't. Nope. Mm-mm. And then Lala cries in her confessional about how she loves filming this show because it's real and I find it tremendously healing. And for Ariana to walk out this way is just such a slap in the face. This is what we do. We've been doing this for most of our adult lives. And they cut to this like dramatic reel of when they all first started the show. And I wasn't ready for Sheena's old face. And Lala goes, we've all experienced high highs and low lows. And there's a responsibility that comes with living your life on camera. You have to be truthful, even when it's extremely uncomfortable. I watched James live his authentic life. Sheena has, Tom and Katie. I feel I have. And then she had to put this in. But there was a time that I was not honest about what was going on and it was suffocating. Okay, but you still did that. I don't feel that Tom and Ariana were ever honest about their relationship until Tom was caught cheating. And you think you get to be honest for one moment and then you get to pack it all away and it's all good? Fuck that. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? She had the honest, she has had multiple, I was rewatching season 7 and she has multiple uncomfortable conversations with Tom. Multiple. She talks about their relationship and she gets mad at him and they've had fights. I have to say, I think Tom is the one who wanted to keep things more shielded. I think as proven when Lala tries to bring up the party that Tom Sandoval went to when Ariana was grieving her dog, maybe, can't remember, dog or grandma, one of the two. And Tom was supposed to come home, but he was like, oh, I got stuck there, couldn't get a ride. And Lala calls it out and is like, well, don't you think he should have just left when his ride left? And apparently Ariana got really mad and was like, no, I'm not fucking filming that. I'm not filming that. And that's irritating for sure. And I think that that's worth calling out. But to say that she's never shared her personal life and to blame it all on her, because Tom was the one who was, Tom is still curating his content for us. He's still doing that. When we got to the reunion last year, Tom had not one time apologized to Ariana and been like begging for forgiveness or anything like that. He was mad at her. And Ariana said that he would yell at her friends for being too loud when they would all be there hanging out with her. And she's like, we would just be us in the room, like in the living room, me crying. And then they get to the reunion and he's like, I just want to say, Ariana, I'm so sorry. And she's like, this is bullshit. This, like, if you are with someone day to day and they treat you like shit and then the cameras go up and they're like, I just want to say I'm really sorry, you wouldn't fuck with that either. So Tom Sandoval is partly to blame and he's still doing it. What conversation do you want her to sit and have? So he can do what? Lie? Like, what do you want her to do? Okay. They're playing this track, by the way. It's called Headed West by Mallory. It's very dramatic. In Katie's confessional, so they're playing this song as like they give these like final thoughts. And Katie goes, sometimes you have to stick to your fucking boundaries. If your peace is more important than that, then fucking stand your ground. Yes, Katie. Yes. Ariana says, we live these important moments in our lives on camera, but if it's something that really mattered to you, regardless, you would do it anyways. And he's never tried to talk to me, not on camera. And then this is all in the just audio. You hear a producer go, that's the end. And Schwartz goes, that was a fucking plot twist. And Tom goes, I love it. It's good for me. thus proving that Ariana's trepidation and in believing the authenticity was not unwarranted. Also, why'd they call this a plot twist? Who was like, what? Ariana didn't want to film a scene with Tom? Was anyone like that? Was anyone like not paying attention this whole time? And they were like, get out of here. No way. I didn't see this coming. I'm confused, guys. Very confused, honestly. You guys already know that I'm a crazy cat lady. You know Penny and Tiger. You know how much I love them. My world revolves around them. I used to think that the litter situation was just going to be the bane of my existence until I don't have cats anymore. But Pretty Litter is legit. I ignored the marketing for the longest time, but when they sponsored the podcast, I was like, well, I guess I'm going to try Pretty Litter. It is magical, honestly. It's unlike any litter I've ever tried in the past. I was using a clumping litter. It was dusty. It was heavy. Pretty Litter is super lightweight, and they use crystals. I'm telling you, it's science that they got going on here. These crystals, they trap odor. They also change color to indicate early signs of potential illnesses in my cat. Hello, like a urinary tract infection or kidney issues. But these crystals, they absorb the liquid. So they absorb the liquid, you stir up the litter, you scoop out the solid, and you're left just with more crystals. And you change it about once a month. That's it. It's so easy. It's kind of crazy. I still am fascinated by it, and I've been using it now for over a year. And the best part is Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. I never run out. I don't have huge kitty litter bags taking up space. And even better, I don't have to lug those huge tubs from a store to my car to my house. You know, Pretty Litter is amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com/shespeaks to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. That's prettylitter.com/shespeaks to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. prettylitter.com/shespeaks. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and for providing us with free samples. This is a perfect time of year for Astapro in my life because, can you hear it? The weather in Los Angeles gets so bipolar, so my allergies are constantly changing. My nose is always a little stuffed up, but Astapro is fantastic. It's faster, bro. Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays, they can take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. I tell you, I got to go spray some Astapro on my nose right now so I can get through these recordings I've got. I use it every time my nasal allergies flare up. I'm amazed at how fast I am back in the game. Only half an hour. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. A-S-T-E-P-R-O allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. All right, let's go to the after show. Ariana says a line that is so savage. She says, "What makes better TV? Tom Sandoval crying for the millionth time on Vanderpump Rules? Or a dramatic exit?" Now, that was like a slap to the producer, too, because you guys wanted to make good TV and you thought this was a good scene. Once again, Tom Sandoval gets his cry moment where I say, or I like with Chris, and I wipe his tear away and I say, "I'm, you know, so sorry, too, for what?" Well, no, that's not good. That's not real. That's just not real, that part, okay? Lala shows her hatred towards Ariana is no joke. She says that Ariana coasts through every single season, and we want you to have one conversation with Tom Sandoval, the guy you've been shoving down our throats for so many years, that guy who you still live with. We're asking you to have one conversation, and you can't do that? Every single person on this show had the tough conversation. So has she. We have Brittany here, who literally heard audio of her man doing whatever with one of her friends. And this chick showed up living her life on camera because that's what she fucking signed up for, because she's a strong bitch. I am so sorry. Did Ariana not film the whole season? Did Ariana not? What did she not have the conversations with Tom last season too, when they picked cameras back up and we got that bonus finale? I just don't understand what she didn't do this season that you're saying. What did you think was going to happen? You just wanted them to fight the whole time? And they did fight. And when they did fight, you were like, "Ooh, maybe just have another talk with him." Like a talk, a real talk with just you guys. About what? There's no point of talking to Tom Sandoval. What did you want from her? She has had the convo. Oh my God. Sheena goes, "As her friend, I understood why she did that, but it is tough as someone who had to have those tough conversations, i.e. Tahoe and meditation. That was a lot of convincing to get me to go back into that moment with him. But then I'm like, this is what I'm here to do, and we're all trying to heal and move on, and this is what I'm here for." Look, if that was authentic to what you wanted to do, that's fine. But that, what you, Sheena, what you just proved again, without meaning to probably, is that production was fully manufacturing this season. Here's all of these unnatural situations for you guys to be in, but just do it because we're filming a show. And it's like, it's never felt like that. It's never felt this forced and this uncomfortable. It didn't feel natural at all. So that's, but you're like, you're kind of calling out production by saying that. Like, I did it and I was uncomfortable. It's like, yeah, why are they putting you guys in that position? Pivot. What did I say? Pivot. having Tom Sandoval have a meditation person coming out and being the one to plan it was not the move. Hello. Brock, of course, because Brock thinks he, since he's been invited to do the after show, he thinks, like, we need to hear from him. But he's like, I've had to have the most honest conversations I've ever had in my life on this show. I've been under scrutiny from the second I got here. I'm like, because you are worthy of it. And so is Ariana. Okay. Ariana has had shit. She got a lot of shit for being the other woman. She got a lot of shit for being Grumpy Cat. She did. She's had to weather through all of that. You think she's been just like a fan favorite? No. People didn't like her for sure. She's had to put up with a lot, but she changed and she grew and developed. I will admit that, yeah, she wasn't honest with her about her relationship with Tom. I don't think she was honest with herself, but that's Tom. And that is Tom's the one who had her lying about Miami Girl to everybody. That was crazy. That was fucking crazy. So she has like deprogramming from quite a lot of things. So I'm belaboring the point now, Viz. You know what I mean? God. But here's what Brock says. And this, the only reason I'm talking about this is because then James comes in and James won the after show. So anyway, so Brock is going, you know, I've had to have the most honest conversations. So then to have that boundary set by Ariana, I would prefer her to have that conversation or be open to it. And maybe that's why I was nagging at that. And James goes, part of me also knows that she's going to hate what Tom has to say. He's not going to say anything she wants to hear. He's going to say some egotistical bullshit. She's going to hate it, and it's going to ruin her night. Because Brock, this is what's so great about having Brock and James in the after show together. I don't like it because I wish James didn't have to put up with Brock, but Brock can't keep spewing all his hate because James isn't going to play along with that. And he doesn't like Tom. So he's going to make fun of Tom. And Brock's still over there trying to be like, Tom's a bad guy, okay? Tom's a good guy. Ugh, my accent's so bad, guys. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to offend any of my Aussies. And then Tom, fucking Tom, he goes, at a certain point in our relationship, we were not being open and honest, and other people were, and I found that unfair. Motherfucker, you were the one doing that. You were the one demanding that from her. She got trained by you to not talk about everything and to lie. She got trained by you to do that. And he's like, blah, blah, blah. But I'm glad I faced it, you know, though I'm glad I had those tough conversations. Well, no one was going to film with you. That's the problem. No one was going to film with you. So production was forcing these conversations. So you had to have these conversations. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been in the show. And so then eventually they were like, OK, Tom is going to be invited to everything and you all have to put up with it. And they're like, fine. Ariana, too. Ariana was also like, that's OK. Producer asks, Ariana, what would you say to anyone who criticizes you choosing to walk away? And Ariana says, I would encourage that person to read my contract and find at any point the part that says I'm required to do anything that I don't deem real or that I don't want to. And I would also say that goes for every single cast member on the show. Everyone has the right to exercise that, and they do all the time. Jax, which is not a great example, but Jax has. Tom Sandoval walked right out of that Miami Girl moment. Remember, they both left? They both walked out of their shift. They were mid-shift and just left mid-shift. So they all have done it. And then she's going to get shit for this, I'm sure, from the Ariana haters. But Ariana goes, and if you think I'm doing a bad job as a reality star, I'm the reality star of the year. So maybe I know what I'm doing. She's going to get, I'm sure the Ariana haters are always like, see, she's so cocky. Regarding Brock saying that Tom has been a better friend than Ariana, Brock's like, you know, in her down days, Tom has been there for Sheena when no one else knows and blah, blah, blah. He's the one who gets the group together because without him, we would all be busy. And I'm like, so even you, okay. And he goes, that person was always inviting us to do stuff. I'm like, again, just socializing. That's all it was. And then Sheena does say Brock has not been around long enough to make that judgment. But then Brittany and Lala both concur that Tom Sandoval does do that. He goes above and beyond for friends. And then Lala can't wait. She goes, Ariana is not a great friend. Like, if you're looking for someone to ask how you're doing, make sure you're breathing. She's not the one. I don't know if I are you that friend? And this actually may be a thing. This may be a problem for Ariana. If you're getting this note from people, you know, maybe. But then when Brock starts to go on and on about it, James, they keep cutting to James, by the way, while this is happening. And James is so outwardly bored. It's amazing. Like, he's just like, totally. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, not even hiding it. And then Brock goes, but we'll be fine. You know, time is healing all wounds. Everyone's thriving. And James finally just goes, sometimes people just don't want to communicate with you. He's like, I don't experience Ariana like that. She's been a great communicator. She always texts me back right away. And she responds to my stories. So, yeah. And Brock goes, oh, okay, well, then maybe she's just blowing Sheena off. And James goes, people pick and choose. Yeah. And the producer goes, ouch. And then James goes, well, I didn't mean it like that. How did you mean it? How did you mean it, James? Sheena says, look, over the last year, it has been less, but she's been busy. And, you know, I do love Ariana and we are good friends. And I think that she would be there for me and blah, blah, blah. Okay. I feel like the last year she's been a little cold to you because she sensed this issue with Tom Sandoval happening. That's, you're really leaving that out, Sheena. All right. With regard to what did Lala mean with the becomes God comment? And again with this, Lala just hates her. She goes, I have never seen someone go from the entire world being so indifferent to this person. No one ever spoke about her. And now what she says fucking goes. First of all, that's bullshit. I've talked about Ariana. Before Scandoval happened, I was like all about Ariana. What are you talking about? People have liked Ariana for a while. She just doesn't get any hate because you do stupid shit, Lala, that gets you hated on. And you're like, oh, I'm so relevant now. Fine, that is true. That's reality TV for you. But Ariana, no one talked about Ariana. Ariana was my favorite. I would always say Ariana was my favorite. So fuck you, bitch. Oof, sorry, I'm getting real mad. Fuck you. You know? And like what she says fucking goes. What are you talking about? So she set a boundary. Big fucking deal. And so Sheena wants to be her friend, Ariana's friend. So therefore she was like, I don't want to lose her. And Lala's like, yeah, who fucking does that? Do you want us to remind you about pickleball with Schwartz? You know? So please. James comes to the rescue again. And he goes, that's just such a Lala thing to say. He goes, I've seen someone make the best out of a shitty situation. She's forever grateful. I love when he says, she's forever grateful. And she's been working her fucking ass off. And Brock tries to join in and participate in this, like, I love and support Ariana thing. And James can tell it's bullshit because Brock's like, yeah, look at her on Broadway. It's the number one show in their history. You know, she's taking advantage of the situation. And I don't think anyone's really upset about that. But then James is like, nope, I don't like that tone. I don't like. So he goes, and she's doing a good job at it, too. She's killing it. Like, don't. And then he makes a perfect joke. He goes, you better be a little cocky after that. You don't want to find me after my Broadway show. I'll be running down Times Square with my cane up. And then Brock's like, oh, this is so funny. It's so funny joking like this. I'm like, you cannot participate. You don't get to enjoy James Kennedy, Brock. You don't get to enjoy him. You don't laugh at him. You don't get to feel the pleasure we feel because you don't deserve it. Okay. Ariana does point out, she's like, look, before, like, this is what I've worked at. I have a theater degree. I've trained, you know, I have tried to be decent at these things. So if these opportunities present themselves before or after this, I'm going to take them because these are the jobs I've always wanted. And then Sheena tries, but like, Sheena, nothing you say is going to really affect me at this point. She goes, I don't think that Lala was being resentful, and I don't think she was jealous at all. Lala's very fucking successful. She's a badass. And this is true. She's got her makeup line. I have not tried it, though, actually. But it's got to be doing somewhat well. And she's got her podcast. You know, there's no, like, her doing her podcast is work, so I'm not taking that away. And then she gets YouTube views and sponsors and stuff and the ads, and I'm sure she gets a couple, she probably gets at least 15,000 listens an episode, which is doing really well. So she's probably doing fine. She's probably doing just fine. So she has built that. She's whatever. So then she, but Sheena's like, I think Lala was at her breaking point. You know, when she got cheated on, she showed up. And so I understood her frustration in that moment. Okay, I'm so fucking sorry. What? When she got cheated on, she showed up. She came to the reunion virtual and got mad at everybody for not telling her about it. And then when she got to the next season, she was grilled about it a little bit. Yeah, and Lala complains about that. She's like, I got grilled by Lisa Vanderpump. Like, how did you not know? And it's like, well, we all kind of wondered that. But she's just delusional if she thinks that Ariana hasn't done exactly what Lala did. Lala hasn't shown up and been... Lala can't even film with her kid. Lala can't even film with Ocean. She can't even film in her house, it seems. With like a bi- I don't understand why she could film some scenes and not all, but like... So, what are we saying here? What are you guys... What are we saying? Sheena also says something, too, about Lala. She says that, I don't think Lala is... in the place that she thought she would be at this point. Isn't that interesting? Because that's what Lala said Katie said about herself, which didn't sound right. Like, I was like, Katie said that? Like, what is there not, what is she, huh? But now Sheena's saying Lala said that. So I'm like, who said that? So therefore, it's like Lala projecting? Sheena says that Katie also agrees, though, that when they all say, like, when we got cheated on, it would have been nice to get some love our direction. And I can imagine so, because all of them have dealt with guy stuff, and it's not been met with the attention that Ariana got, which is overwhelming, I'm sure, because they're like, wait a minute, we've already been through this type of shit. It's just, it was so different. It was this, it was just, a it was nuts. It really was nuts. Lala says that off camera, a lot of people were, quote, really pissed off about how Ariana was maneuvering this season. And now once the cameras go up, it's like what Ariana says, nobody questions. Maybe a little of that. I just name them. Name them. Who was mad? Because I really don't want to even hear that Katie was pissed. Katie might have said, like, would have been nice if when Schwartz cheated on me, I got some love. That's fine. But I know for a fact Katie was not like, I can't believe Ariana is not going to film a scene with Tom Sandoval. We all have to. I cannot even imagine her saying that. Honestly, not at all. So who else? James, maybe. But again, I think that you're twisting things. You can all be irritated with your coworker, but it's different. The way you're presenting it is as if everyone was like, fuck that bitch, fuck her, right? And then, hi, Ariana. And then, no. Mm-mm. Sheena goes, you know, this is about like Ariana saying in San Francisco that she's never going to lose her. She's like, I just needed that. I really did it. And I know she said it to me in San Francisco, but it took all of summer. And of course, Sheena has to go into how she's like, I had to do this. I was not sleeping. I was losing weight. But Ariana goes, okay, yeah, I'm not your diary. Because I'm not. Like, why are you coming to me? But now we know why. She's coming to you just because she thinks if she tells you, like, I think Tom is being authentic and whatever, that you're going to go, you know what, the way you're talking, you should be friends with Tom. Don't worry, girl. I'll be fine. I'll be fine with it. That's the only, she knows why you were telling her all this shit. And then James goes, yeah, I mean, it's tough. Like, what do you do? I mean, everyone had to deal with it in different ways. He's like, including me, dude. It was exhausting. Even Tahoe walking around to see Wolf and stuff. It was just too much. And then Tom always tries to talk to Allie. It's like, dude, for what? Meanwhile, Brock is like, Brock's like trying not to, because Brock wants to be Tom's friend. James goes, Tom tried to impress her with this fucking bungee jump conversation yet again. Do we have to see videos of you bungee jumping extravaganza in Brazil from 15 years ago, you fucking loser? Oh, okay. The amount of times that you have to be like, wow, Tom. Yeah, he's like, I know. Cool, right? Yes. Yes, Tom. Yes, we know you did that. Lala does actually admit, and I was surprised by this. This is on the same topic of like why Sheena needed this from Ariana so bad. Lala says, Sheena is so aware of the audience feedback. And then we find out her mom and publicist send her shit, like negative stuff. And I'm like, why? She doesn't need to know this. This is just going to make, of all people, this is going to make Sheena crazy. So Lala's like, that's why Sheena was afraid to go against Ariana, which says a lot about Sheena, that she doesn't live authentically. Miss Everyone Shows Up and Lives Authentically. Sheena herself has said that she has not shown up authentically, and this season she's trying to show up more authentically with Brock. So, tell me again how everyone else is better than Ariana at this. Tell me again, please. You know? God. So on Watch What Happens Live, Tom, I'm putting this in quotes, clarifies what he meant when he said, that looks good for me. He goes, no, that's not what I meant. I meant I did my job and everything came together. Throughout the season, we have to have those tough conversations. And I felt good that I at least showed up and did my job. So you did mean exactly what we thought you meant. Thank you for clarifying that. I don't know if I want to even talk about it again, but I have it in my notes that, you know, the part, did it really take Sheena pointing out that you had weaponized Ariana's private mental health for you to re-? And he's like, I was not weaponizing. I felt it was sort of a manipulation tactic. As if like, if you do this, I'm going to do this. That's why I brought it up, because I felt like it was being brought up to leverage me and push me into behaving a certain way. So you were not sorry. You did not weaponize it. You were actually just doing exactly what we thought you were, which was trying to show how fucked up Ariana was and how much you had to do what you did. You had no choice. So it's exactly what we already thought, dude. Thank you. And when they ask about details with the house, Tom just goes, well, we're working on stuff. It's getting worked out. His attitude with that was terrible. Did Jax say a lot of stuff that was somewhat relevant? Yes, but I kind of don't give a fuck. So I didn't really take anything in. I don't need any more Jax other than on the Valley. I don't need to hear his bullshit. I don't need to hear, he's just going to say shit. That's it. He's a liar. But they do this game, Jaxing Off, which has the most ridiculous graphic. It's literally Jax's hand going, ridiculous. He says at one point that he's trying to find help for himself, and Andy goes, trying? And Jax is like, well, yeah, no, after being exposed by a therapist. And we're like, what? And apparently this was a whole thing. The therapist that he was seeing had been like talking about how she's Jax Taylor's therapist. Probably because everything you said in therapy was bullshit. Honestly. I think that's it. I already talked about Chef Penny. I think that's it. Oh my God. We did it. We got through it. I think I got everything out. As soon as I finish this, I'm going to be like, fuck, I forgot to talk about that. We got the Lala podcast. Already got that. Okay. So I think we got it. I think we covered it. With the Valley, I guess I can go into the Valley real quick. I don't know. I want to do the Valley justice. I'm a little worn out from Vanderpump. So I don't want to like skirt over stuff on the Valley, because there's good stuff in there. So I'm going to talk about the Valley. I'll just double up next week. We have the reunion next week for Vanderpump. Maybe I'll just do a separate episode. Sorry, I'm talking out loud on a microphone to you. All right. Well, I'm going to go now. So let me sort out what I'm going to do. I'll either do a separate Valley episode this week, or I will double up next week. I can't decide if it's worth it. This episode of the Valley, it was good, but there wasn't a lot of like big parts that are worth an entire episode. I don't know, guys. Vanderpump Rules really threw me off. Vanderpump Rules has been a lot to process. It's like been constant, like nonstop, like consuming of content. So anywho, All right, guys. Well, I love you so much. Mean it. And I'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to She's Speaking with Emily Hanks. This show is produced, hosted, and edited by me, Emily, and brought to you in partnership with Cloud 10 Media. If you are looking for bonus content, check out the Patreon. The link is in the description. To show some support, you can hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. Another free way to support the pod, please rate and or review on whatever platform you listen. It's free, and it helps the algorithm or something. You can also head to buymeacoffee.com/shespeaks and buy me a coffee or two. Make sure you're following me on all social medias. I am She's Speaking with Emily Hanks across all platforms. Threads, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. That's it. Thank you guys. See you soon.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.